I'm a thespian. That doesn't mean I'm a lesbian with a lisp. I'm of the theater, and as most of you know, that is where my heart lies, what keeps me up till all hours and wakes me around 11 a.m. For me, dinner's at 9, or sometimes later if I'm on the boards. I was breastfed on Broadway musicals. I'm a sucker for show tunes like Tonight, Tonight Won't Be Just Any Night, or If I Were a Rich Man. My mother and I would clean the house to the brilliant orchestrations and lyrics of these timeless journeys, like the pajama game now playing at the Eagles Hall in Gloriana. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a hell of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. We figured it out. So when my friend Gabby told me she was part of the ensemble for the Footlighters Theater's presentation of A Quiet Afternoon in the Park, or In the Good Old Summertime, now, in its last 2 weeks at the Footlighters Little Theater in Fort Bragg, I had to go. I was promised a night of old-fashioned, dare I say, vaudevillian delight, and prepared myself to bask in the nostalgia of corny romance and complete silliness. I must say, it happened. I was overjoyed when they invited the whole audience to sing, Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Or when I was free to sneer at the villain, or cheer for the hero, or swoon over the heroine. Ah, audience participation. Not only that, but a feeling of vindication. An evening where the good guys win, where the bad guy ends up in the garbage can with the lid on his head instead of death row. Because he really only embarrassed some people after all. Harmless fun. The piano player, Bob Armitage, is as authentic as an old-timey piano player man gets. Woo-wee! And the costumes, a group effort by Joseph Sferko, Amanda Martin, Judy Martin, and Verna Oliver, were worth the price of admission alone. Joseph Sferko does triple time on this production. Along with costumes, he's the director, and drumroll please, the villain. Pure evil, smarmy, dastardliness, including the classic, Nya-ha-ha. And there's the rest of the players, a veritable cast of thousands, from 5 years old to 75, a real tribute to the community spirit. I'd say especially when the Brewster family, Ma and Pa with their 5 kids in tow, arrive at the park and their mischievous little scallywag startles his mother with a friendly furry skunk. Mortimer, she declares. It's classic. The requisite 2 bums, one in a tarnished and torn tux, and the other dumb as a rug, real country bumpkin, for sure, played by Eli Bai and Dan Breed, who were excellent foils, wonderfully bright and playful. The ladies of the evening, the body girls, Gabby included, sexy and fabulous, not to mention Madame Pearl E. Gates, played by Sherry Perkins, a hooker with a heart of gold. Hero and heroine Clancy O'Houlihan and Peggy O'Neill. Gosh, does it get any cornier than that, I ask ya? What's more simple? Yeah, I know, the raw foods, maybe. Living Light's vibrant food expo and gathering this weekend with John Robbins and the mad cowboy John Lyman for free. At the Cotton, hats off to them, here to warn us about industrial farming and the terrible dangers that could be lurking on our dinner plates. In fact, it was John Robbins' book, Diet for a New America, that I read 20 years ago that began my continuous boycott of commercial meat. Yeah, the industrial factory farm, the places that animals are tortured, E. coli breeds, and undocumented workers take the fall. Boo, hiss, boo. I wish the nasty villains at the banks, the insurance industry, oil companies, the war profiteers, and the pundits on Fox TV would end up in the garbage can with a lid on their head. Boo! Hiss! What can I say? I'm old-fashioned. I like rotary phones, typewriters, cash registers, Broadway musicals. I like a walk in the park, especially in the good old summertime.